Historically, black colleges can suffer from a negative perception from their peers. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Melissa Wooten, associate professor of sociology at the University of Massachusetts Amherst, has more on how this view should be changed.
Are black colleges necessary? This question is all too familiar to researchers of these schools. Those attending black colleges know firsthand that many openly question the place and contribution of these schools. But why is this so? Sociological research shows that onlookers perceive predominantly black settings as violent, disorderly, and impoverished regardless of their actual state. Given this, questioning the necessity of black colleges becomes a reflex, a seemingly natural reaction to yet another predominantly black space. Just as neighborhoods must be worse than white ones, black colleges must be inferior to predominantly white colleges, even if this is not objectively true. To suggest otherwise is an explicit challenge to a racial hierarchy that privileges whiteness. At 3%, they account for a relatively small proportion of U.S. colleges and universities, yet black colleges are responsible for roughly 20% of all black bachelor degree holders and 40% of blacks earning STEM undergraduate degrees. 40% of black doctoral degree holders earn their bachelor's degree at a black college. Black colleges have a disproportionate effect on the American educational landscape. These statistics beg the question of why it is so difficult to conceive of black colleges as prestigious entities worthy of the same level of respect given to so-called mainstream or predominantly white colleges. Most importantly, these statistics demonstrate that black colleges are relevant to the production of highly educated, successful black Americans.
That was Melissa Wooten of the University of Massachusetts. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.